This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Night solo in today. And we go to our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline, Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Will join us from the Razorback IMG Sports Network. They open the NCAA tournament as a number 7 seed against the number 10 Butler Bulldogs Friday at 2:10 Central Time at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit against Butler. Chuck, good morning. How you doing?
Well, Barry, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing outstanding. Arkansas makes its third NCAA tournament appearance in the last 4 years. How does this one feel going in for this club, Chuck?
Well, it's been an interesting season. You know, they lost Moses Kingsley from a year ago, and I think there was some question about how Daniel Gafford would play as a freshman. But, you know, this team played well, I think, early on. It's been an experienced team, and I think we got an idea early in the season that it had a chance to be a pretty good team. The league was tougher this year than I think a lot of people realized it was going to be. You know, people talked about the possibility it was going to be tough, but to go through it, I think everybody kind of experienced some highs and lows during SEC play, and Arkansas certainly went through that too. But, you know, the interesting thing now, and I always believe this, this time of year is, you know, this is about how you perform on a neutral floor. We see teams that play well at home, and we see teams that don't play well on the road, and it happens every night in college basketball. But, you know, everything's neutral floor from here on out, and Arkansas is going a long way from home. You know, Detroit's a long way from Arkansas, and people from Arkansas don't go to Detroit all that often. So it's going to be a whole different environment in that respect. I think people hoped they'd be closer to home, but it didn't work out that way. So, but, you know, again, this is a veteran team, and when you get to this time of year, I think that gives you a chance.
You know, Arkansas have went 5-2 this year at neutral site games. That's certainly a point that I had not considered, but I like it. And Arkansas checks a lot of the boxes, Chuck. You know, I think to be successful in the tournament, you have to have experience. You have to have good guard play, and with and you have to have a head coach that I think has to have experience in the tournament. Mike Anderson certainly has that, and with Jalen Barford and Daryl Macon, those are maybe the best senior guard tandem in the Southeastern Conference. There's a lot of things to like about this Arkansas team's chances here in this draw.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that has been able to score from the perimeter, and they've been able to score inside. I think the trick's going to be this time of year when you get in the half court, can you play an inside-outside game? Teams that just rely on the jump shot generally die by that when you get to this time of year. You've got to be able to go inside to the low block, and you've got to be able to play that tight ball game if you're going to win a tournament. And I think Arkansas is better equipped in that area than in some years. This is still a team that's going to thrive on a, you know, they want to turn you over. They want a frenetic pace. But I think they also understand that that doesn't always work when you get into the NCAA tournament. You've got to be able to go inside out in the half court. And Gafford gives them a chance to do that inside. And you talked about the experienced guards. They can score from the perimeter. But man, in the NCAA tournament, you got to get stops. You got to, you got to be able to keep the other team from scoring. And I know that's, you know, I personally would much rather watch a 100-90 game than a 60-50 game. But the reality is, at this time of year, you see a lot more games closer to 60-50 than 100-90, and you better be able to guard people, and you better be able to play in the half court.
Talking here with Chuck Barrett from the Arkansas Network, from the Razorback IMG Sports Network, and you'll be on the call with Matt Zimmerman in a program like this. And I've been a part of something like this before as a play-by-play guy. Boy, you've got to wear a seatbelt in that thing. I'm wondering how much time Matt actually gets to interject some analysis in there, because you guys play so incredibly fast. Is that a challenge?
Well, you got to speak in bursts, and we talk about that a lot. I mean, you have to speak in bursts, whether you're doing the play-by-play or whether you're the color analyst. You take a deep breath and go. And the game has changed a lot in that you know, one of the things teams like to do now, I mean, if a team goes down and scores, the other guys are looking. I mean, a lot of them look for a two-pass possession. They want to throw the ball out near midcourt. They want to make another pass, and the team's trying to get right back at you with a three-pointer. So there's not as much time to give a thoughtful analysis if you're a color guy until you're coming out of a timeout. But, you got to act fast. You certainly have to do that.
It's Butler in the first round, and if Arkansas gets past the Bulldogs, they've got the winner of Purdue and Cal State Fullerton. It seems like a good draw for you guys. I know the coaches don't ever like to talk about that ahead of the game they're currently playing, but as you sit back and appraise it, what do you think about the way things shake out in terms of the tournament bracket for the Hogs?
Well, I think when you look at these first two teams, we think of Butler maybe as being a little bit more methodical team, but this team likes to get up and down the floor. So I think that's a pretty good draw for Arkansas. Mm-hmm. The second round game, if you play Purdue, it's going to be a much more plodding type ball game. They want to grind it out. That's going to be one of those games where you probably have to win a game in the 60s or 70s and grind it out. I don't know that that's such a great matchup on paper. But, you know, this time of year, you're playing teams you've never played before, or at least you generally don't play. And scouting reports have to happen pretty quickly, and sometimes they're thorough and sometimes they're not. And, you know, if you win on Friday, you can stay up watching video of your next opponent all night long if you're a coach. But from a player's perspective, I think they're I don't think they think quite like that. So things happen pretty quickly. And but you just don't know about that second round game, because of the differences in styles. It's going to be a battle of tempos, and generally the team that makes shots sets the tempo. Because if you like to press, you can't do that unless you make shots.
Right.
And but it's as good a draw as anybody else is going to have, because this time of year people analyze it and people look at it and say this is a good matchup, this is a bad matchup. If you make shots, it's a good matchup. If you don't make shots, it's a bad matchup.
Chuck, one more question. We've talked about Jalen Barford and Daryl Macon, a couple of senior guards, and how critical those are. History tells us in a tournament format. But another word about Daniel Gafford, the freshman interior player for Arkansas. My thought is, especially, the tough January and then really hot in February, Arkansas would not have worked out so well down the stretch if you didn't have him inside replacing Kingsley as well as he did. Anything about his year surprise you?
Not really. He has been, the thing that you have to remember about freshmen, and it doesn't get talked about a lot, is that this is a really long season for a freshman. And there have been points in the year where I kind of wondered if he wasn't going to fade a little bit, because, a high school season's about, maybe 25, 30 games, mm-hmm. and they're 32-minute games. And I mean, it's just a whole different deal. And the grind and the pressure and all the things are magnified at the SEC level. And so, there was an ebb and a flow to his season. But he's really a talented player. And he's so talented that, he may be a first-round draft pick, and he may be out of here after his first year. I don't know. But he's going to have a decision to make at the end of the season. He's a really good kid and a really good basketball player. And whatever he decides to do, his future is really, really bright.
Yeah, 6'11", 235. And he really
can't coach that, can you?
It certainly is a bonus. It makes a coach look a lot smarter when you coach 6'11", 235. Plus, when you get the barrier, every freshman hits that barrier. He pushed through it really nicely, I thought.
Yeah, he had a double-double the other day at the tournament. And there have been points where I wondered if he wasn't about to fade a little bit, but he always seems to He always seems to come back and play well. And I think his teammates have learned how to utilize him and vice versa. He's gotten to the point now where he can get the ball in the low block, he can face the basket, he can make a pass to a cutter. He just sees the floor so much better from that pivot spot than he used to. And he's a good enough player that he can step out and score. And he's really athletic. That's the thing that I think, just the way he moves his body, the way he positions his body inside. He's really an athletic kid. There's nothing clumsy about him, and that makes him better too.
Well, it is a Friday 2:10 tip-off from Detroit, Arkansas versus Butler. So I suspect a whole bunch of people in Arkansas are going to be wearing earbuds to work on Friday to check out Chuck's call on the Razorback IMG Sports Network. Certainly excited, Chuck, and we really appreciate the time and the preview this morning.
All right, Barry. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Chuck Barrett joins us, the play-by-play talent from the Razorback IMG Sports Network. Arkansas opens with Butler, who